The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this remarkable story. So David Murphy, the correspondent in RTE, put a post up online a little bit earlier today that he had to redirect somebody from the front entrance of RTE. They were trying to get past the barrier to do their shopping in Lidl. Why? Google Maps had told them that the Lidl from the Fair City set was a genuine Lidl. They just put in local Lidl shop, got directions from Google and tried to follow the directions. Now, for most people, I mean, the barrier, the big RTE sign, the massive transmission tower might have been red flags. However, we've all gotten caught out by blindly following the Google map directions. Elaine Burke is a journalist and the host of For Tech's Sake, the podcast. Elaine, should we be worried about becoming over-reliant?
Definitely a danger, and it's not, I suppose it's not just signals that we get from tech, it's just that they're in our environment and we do follow them maybe blindly somehow. But I suppose it's part of this thing that we have called inference. It's when you walk towards a door and even though it says pull, but if it has a panel on it, you'll probably push it because you actually take signals from what you see before you faster than you read. So maybe there's an element of that at play here. So yeah, maybe she wasn't reading some signals and just paying too much attention to the signal on her phone saying there's a little here. But there have been other incidents of this. There was a case where a bus driver in Europe in 2015 took a group of tourists on a 1,200 kilometer detour in the wrong direction just because he put the wrong destination into his GPS and just... Yep.
Elaine, the issue there, though, is not Google. The issue there is somebody's intelligence, isn't it? With all due respect.
No, well, I'm not going to insult her intelligence because I think we all
really
do this sometimes.
So, like 1,200 kilometer detour? Does at no point on the 1,200 kilometer detour do you think, I wonder, is this the right way to go?
Sometimes we are naive, Kieran. I have to say, I have, you know, with my friends through Google Maps, I've directed them one way on Plane Navigator. And they've thought, you know what, this other road that we're not being told to go down looks more solid. And this road that we're being told to go down looks a bit rough. And I'm like, no, but Google Maps says it's fine. So go ahead. And Google Maps is not always right in that respect. And I've been stuck in some hairy situations because of it. So, you know, I think of myself as an intelligent person. I've also made mistakes.
Oh, I know. It was that we've all done that now. If you're driving between kind of two major towns in Ireland, sometimes Google Maps will send you up a little boreen with grass in the middle of it, off the kind of the main road, as it were, particularly if the main road is going two sides of a triangle. It'll just think, well, this way is shorter, so I'll send them this way. That's a little different now than a 1,200 kilometer detour or trying to kind of mow down the barrier of RTE to get into the Lidl in Carrickstown.
She was just desperate for some little middle aisle deals. She probably knew she was under time pressure or something.
Ger Herbert is with us as well, the motoring editor with Sunday Independent. Ger, do you think we're becoming over-reliant on this?
I think we probably are. And I think those sort of navigational skills are going by the wayside. But I suppose the other risk is that so much now between how we move, our emergency responses is like assumes constant GPS availability, which isn't always the case. Or even just the infotainment systems in cars can glitch and you mightn't have that. So I think there is a danger of just being over-reliant from that point of view. But you would have to wonder about some of those stories. I mean, do we just drive on autopilot and not even recognise signs anymore if you can go that far out of your journey and, you know, just follow Google Maps that blindly?
Yeah, I haven't criticised that bus driver. I mean, I've done this now as well. So I remember we were going to a wedding in Wicklow. So to get to Wicklow, and it was close to Wicklow town, say from Kilkenny, you're going over the hills. You're going to kind of, it's not a straight road. There's not a good road the whole way. So I didn't really pay too much attention to the fact that we were on small roads until we were kind of halfway up a mountain in Wicklow and Google announced, you are 500 metres from your destination. You are 400, you are 300 metres. Suddenly we just pulled in this lay-by in the middle of nowhere. We were nowhere near our destination. I hadn't bothered to check where the pin had dropped when I put in the name of the hotel. They just had it in the wrong place. Now, it meant we got to skip the mass. We just went straight to the afters of the wedding, which at least was something. There was some benefit to it. But, you know, we can all blindly follow it. At the same time, Geraldine, I think we can sometimes be guilty, you know, with all of this stuff of looking back in the past with rose-tinted glasses. And definitely far fewer people are lost today on the road than they were when I was young. We were always being asked directions by people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we forget that. And I absolutely love Google Maps for that. And I think it has brought huge benefits. You know, I mean, the biggest benefit for me for Google Maps is telling you exactly what time you're going to arrive at. And if something happens on the road, getting forewarned so you can actually reroute around it and you're not caught, you know, in a road closure or a collision or something. But there's also been huge benefits for tourism. And it's put, you know, various different spots on the map because people feel they can navigate their way to it. These local businesses have extended their kind of customer base because people feel as well, you know, they can check out the parking in advance, what's nearby. So, I mean, it's opened up the world. And I think, you know, 20 years on, which it's hard to believe, but Google, that's how long Google is around. It has made a huge difference. And OK, if we can't read maps, that's really sad. And it's a skill maybe we should have. But like the fact that we don't have to is brilliant.
Elaine, despite the fact that most of the time we don't have to, would your advice be there should be a map in the car?
Yeah, because one thing that I know as being a tech reporter for many years now is that tech will fail. It will find new ways to fail, new and inventive ways to fail. So you can't be over-reliant. It's meant to be a tool for you to use, you know, and like sometimes we get into a point where the tech is using us, I think, where we're just letting it take the wheel and nearly literally in the case of people who think that their Teslas can drive themselves. So it's not the way you want to be using tech in a healthy way. Like I also love Google Maps, and it's one tool that I have to say, like I even willingly give it all my data because I find it so useful the way it uses it. But I can operate without it. You know, I am paying attention to my surroundings, especially if I'm in a new city exploring or something like that. I'm trying to take note of, you know, the twists and turns that take me to the hotel that I'm staying in or the name of the street. And even actually, you should also not rely on your connectivity always being there. You know, like I always download a Google map of the place that I'm visiting when I'm visiting there, just in case my signal drops and I can't actually load it from the cloud. I want to have it on my device as well. So that's something that, you know, might help people get more used to reading maps, because sometimes they're looking at what looks like a map of Google Maps, but really they're just following a blue dot. And not really reading
it
like the map.
They think they're following a map, but really, yeah, as you say, they're just following a line, aren't they? And they're kind of just, they're being told what to do.
Yeah, and I that really came to bear. I think there was an episode of The Apprentice where the task was that they had to navigate their way around London just using maps. And apparently the contestants were quite hard, or found that really quite hard. And I was surprised thinking, true, people are looking at maps all the time. And it was a friend of mine who pointed out, it was like, they're not really reading a map, though. They're just following a blue dot. It's very different. So, yeah.
But is connectivity not just going to keep improving? Like, it was worse a few years ago. Are we kind of just now the versions of people saying, you know, we all should be able to shoe a horse for the time that engine in the new car in the driveway is not going to work?
Sometimes those skills are still really relevant. Like, I mean, it's still important to me, I think, to know how to fix my clothes. That's something that I've been learning a bit about now, because I want things to last longer and I don't want to always have to have, you know, a machine to do that for me. Like, these are practical things that actually just have a long-standing relevance in our lives, I think.
So, Jure, is map reading on that list, that list of things that despite advances in technology, people should have a basic skill in and competency in?
No, I tell you, I'm listening to Elaine and she makes me feel incredibly lazy because I'm just a slave to all of these things. I don't think about learning any of those skills. I just embrace all
you don't. You don't even know how to shoe a horse.
No, I'm sorry. I don't. I know I'm failing miserably. No, I'm one of these people who goes, look, just let's hope the technology succeeds and lasts, because I'm not going backwards.
Well, actually, here's a kind of something I'd never thought of. How about following Google Maps in the truck, lads? Google doesn't know you're in a truck and it brings you up to low bridges. There you are. I haven't thought of that one. My wife always corrects my GPS, so at least there's one less thing for me to do in the car. Alan says, my two kids, 9 and 11, can both read a map. Remember those paper thingies? The wife thought I was mad by teaching them, but it's a life skill. The sat nav in my Skoda is completely different as well from Google Maps. Paper maps should always be the backup. So says Alan. And what's wrong with being lost is a question that somebody else simply asks. Elaine Burke, journalist with the and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Thank you both very much for chatting to me. One more. This is from Linda. I travelled to Brook Lodge in Wicklow last week from Castleknock. Google Maps said that the journey would take 1 hour and 22 minutes. I was brought all around Wicklow and up every narrow overgrown back road. The journey took 2 hours and 40 minutes. Never again the experience of Linda. Linda, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.